This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Louis Belcourt.
Following the wildfire that happened near Manson's Lagoon in late June, the Cortez Fire Department has decided to create a new wildfire brigade to serve the community. Supporting the fire department during wildfire events will be the purpose of this new wildfire brigade, including wildland firefighting, structural protection, and support tasks. Interim Fire Chief Eli McKenty stated in our interview that he realized it's much easier to train people for wildfire than as full department members because of the smaller time commitment and cheaper equipment. McKenty said that they have 26 members on the department right now, and he'd like to see double that available for wildfire fighting. Cortez residents, including summer residents, who are able to attend the free basic training and meet minimum medical and fitness requirements, are eligible to apply. I spoke with the interim fire chief for more on the subject.
My name's Eli McKenty. I'm the interim fire chief of the Cortez Island Volunteer Fire Department, longtime island resident, and I'm here to tell you about a new initiative of the department's, which is a wildfire brigade or wildfire auxiliary for the fire department.
What inspired you to start thinking about a volunteer wildfire brigade?
We had a fire on the island in, I guess it was late June, one of the largest wildfire events we've had in many years. And a lot of conversation came out of that around preparedness in general and how we notify the community of the status of a wildfire event and preparing in general for more serious wildfire seasons to come with changing climate and all of that. And going over this, I realized that it's much easier to train people for wildfire than as full department members. It's a much smaller time commitment. Equipping them is not nearly as expensive. And there are a lot of people who would be a huge asset in a wildfire who don't have the time to be a full member of the department.
Okay, so what will the purpose of the Cortez Volunteer Wildfire Brigade be?
It'll be to support the fire department on major wildfires. Currently we have 26 members on the department, and I'd like to see double that number available for a major wildfire. They'll train once a year, and then we'll have probably 2 to 4 drills over the course of the summer. And then in the event of a wildfire that was beyond the capabilities of the regular department, they would be called out and participate in fire suppression and other support activities.
What sort of prerequisites does someone need to join this new brigade, and what sort of training will you do once you join?
Prerequisites would be reasonable level of physical fitness, no medical conditions that would make it unsafe for them to fight fires, and being a resident on the island at least during the summer fire months. And as far as training, the required training in British Columbia for wildfire fighting is a provincial course called the S-100, which is basic wildland firefighting. We'll also cover the S-185, which deals with avoiding entrapment, so not getting caught by wildfire. And we'll do an online course called ICS-100, which is Incident Command System, and covers sort of the structure of how most emergency services operate. And then we'll cover some basic safety and communications training as far as how the Cortez Fire Department operates.
And all that training will be free?
Yeah, there'll be no cost to the participants. The training and equipment will all be provided by the department.
Who do you see being really a good asset, or what type of people do you see joining this sort of brigade?
I see several categories of people that I would be interested to see join. It's open to people who are seasonal residents. I've spoken to a lot of people over the past years who would be really keen to participate, but they're not around for our normal department training over the winter and so on. So this is an opportunity for them to be part of the department. There are also a number of highly skilled people on the island who work in the forestry industry in one way or another, arborists and fallers and people like that, who have super useful skills for wildfire fighting. but are too busy or have other commitments and don't have the time to be full department members. So I'm really excited to have some of them on board. And then also there are a lot of people who don't have the time to put in as full members, or they're not sure if they would be an asset to the department. And I see this as a good way for them to experience being a part of the team, and maybe they decide they really like it and they become full members in the future, or they just support in a auxiliary capacity.
Are you always looking for volunteer fire department members to join as well?
Yeah, we always have a certain amount of turnover every year. We take on new members at the beginning of September, so we're about to be taking on new members, and there's always room for more people.
What are some things that everyone at home can be thinking about in terms of preventing wildfires? Because I know prevention is the best thing to be doing. So what can we be thinking about to be preventing wildfires on our island?
That's a really good question. One of the biggest things you can do is to look up, or we have pamphlets available. I usually leave a stack of them at the post office. I should check if they're out. But look up the Fire Smart recommendations. There's a whole set of provincial guidelines for how to prepare your property for wildfire. And it goes over everything from what kind of shrubbery you allow to grow around your house, and dealing with the ignition zone around your home, recommendations for roofs and gutters and porches and all these things. So that's one of the biggest things. Actually, it's something that I'm going to look at doing some neighborhood drills next year. But in the event of a major wildfire, we would ideally have the assistance of the provincial wildfire branch. And there are two classes of fire that are particularly of concern. There's interface fires, and that's where you have an interface between wildland and a community. And then they've now broken it down even further, and so most of Cortez falls in what they would call intermix, where it's individual homes surrounded by forest, which is the most difficult to defend. There's the most exposure for each individual home. But really prepping your home as best you're able makes the biggest difference, because in the event of a major wildfire, the provincial crews will come and they'll triage a neighborhood, and they'll go through and identify which houses are savable, basically, and then focus their resources on the houses that are prepared enough and safe enough for them to defend. Because if your house is buried in brush and you have a long, winding, narrow driveway, no water sources, and really little hope of actually protecting it, they're not going to risk their lives getting in there. Versus if you've done what you can do and you have home sprinklers and you've done the brush clearing and all that, it's much more likely that they're going to be able to save it, and much safer while they're trying, or while we're trying.
And while I've got you, what's the level of fire ban right now, just for everyone at home?
We're still in the full fire ban, so campfires, burn piles, tiki torches, fireworks, exploding targets, wood-fired barbecues, all those things are banned.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, and stay safe out there.
Louis Bocor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.